For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman. 2020 has brought many changes, including how a lot of us will vote in this general election. With registration deadlines quickly approaching, I spoke with reporters Natalie Van Hooser and Stephanie Serrano to break down what you need to know. So Natalie, let's talk about voter registration. What if I want to vote in the general election, but I'm not registered to vote yet? Where do I start?
Well, your first option is you can register online at the Nevada Secretary of State's website, which is registertovotenv.gov. Second, you can mail in a voter registration form to the Registrar of Voters office for your county. You can find that form online and print it out to mail in or pick up a paper form at your Registrar of Voters office. Every county is a little different, though, so you need to check if you can go to the office in person or if you need to do everything by mail and on the phone. Your third option, if your Registrar of Voters office is open, like it is in Washoe County, is to go in person to register ahead of the elections or go to another external agency like the DMV.
And Stephanie, what are the deadlines for registration?
Well, brace yourself because there are a lot of important deadlines. October 6th is the cutoff to register for people who do not have a Nevada ID, say they recently moved here from another state or something like that. After October 6th, you'll only be able to register online or at a polling place, and you'll need a Nevada ID. If you want to vote by mail, in order to receive a mail ballot, you need to register online by October 15th. Between October 16th and the 29th, you can still register online, but you'll need to appear in person to vote.
Okay, so if I decide to vote by mail, what should I know before I fill out my ballot?
So there are some things that are pretty critical to get right when completing your mail ballot. Make sure to use a black or blue pen and completely fill in the oval for the candidate that you choose. If you decide to not vote on some candidates or questions, your ballot will still count for the ones that you do mark. If you make a mistake, clearly mark it out and select your correct choice. And don't forget, before you turn it in, you have to sign the signature box of the return envelope or your vote won't count. This signature will help to verify your identity since it'll be compared with your on-file signature. If there is an issue with your mail ballot signature not matching the one that the Registrar of Voters office has for you, you'll be contacted to validate it. If you have any questions, contact your Registrar of Voters office. In Washoe County, they have some Spanish-speaking staff for those who need assistance in Spanish.
Stephanie, once I have that mail-in ballot filled out, what would the next step be?
So the first couple things to understand is that all mail ballot return envelopes are first-class mail with prepaid postage with 1 to 3 day shipping, and they must be postmarked by election day or dropped off before 7 p.m. Counties have up to 7 days to receive postmarked ballots from election day. A couple things to understand about your mail ballots. They're not hand-counted. They're run through a digital scanner. Voters can track their mail ballot through an online portal called Ballot Tracks. To explain that a little further, I want to talk about the new Nevada law. Under the new law, you can give your ballot to someone else to turn it in. The person has up to 3 days to drop it off, and if they change, destroy, or modify the ballot, it is considered a felony. There are 19 drop-off locations during early voting and election day. To find those locations or polling sites, you must visit the Secretary of State's website.
And if someone does want to vote in person, what will that look like this year?
You can show up at a polling place for early voting, which starts October 17th through the 30th, or show up on election day, November 3rd, to register to vote, update registration information, and cast a ballot, as long as you have a Nevada ID. It's not required to bring your mail ballot with you to the polling place, but if you don't have it with you, you must sign an affirmation indicating that you, as the voter, will not vote in your mail ballot. One thing to keep in mind, polling places will be enforcing COVID-19 mitigation protocols. Voters can expect temperature checks before voting, masks will be required, everyone voting in person will be using a touchscreen voting machine or tablet, which will be sanitized between uses, and you'll be asked to sign in and your signature will get verified. The option to cast your vote will be in both English and Spanish.
Stephanie and Natalie, thank you.
Thanks for having us, Michelle.
Stephanie Serrano and Natalie Van Hooser are KUNR's bilingual reporters. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman. This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Móvil.